Hi there, I'm Amy Griffiths and I'm one of the journalists in Manx Radio's newsroom and you're listening to Newscast.
Hi, my name is Nicola. So he's 11. He was diagnosed a good few years ago with ADHD, ASD and ODD. And he is lucky enough to attend Victoria Road Primary School, which is the first school on the island to receive an ADHD-friendly award. So they have been so accommodating for Cooper. They're amazing. They've supported me as a parent. They support him as a child. And it was through me going to them saying, I really need support to navigate this. I'm really, really struggling with him. So yeah, I think it was either someone from the school that suggested me setting up a support group or somebody that they recommended that I'd speak to. And so yeah, that was where Diverse Minds was born. Back 2 years ago now was the thought initially appeared. And after thinking about it for a few months, I just decided, yeah, well, why can't I do it? Why can't I hold space for other families that are in my situation and just give each other, you know, support and advice and signposts? So, yeah, we started. And over the course of the last 2 years, I've met more families than I can possibly even count that just cannot get their children to school. More than half the people that come to our sessions every month, we hold sessions every month at CAMS, and we always have a CAMS worker on hand as well to answer any questions. But yeah, more than half the people sat in the room every single session were at crisis point with their children. They just could not get through their children through the doors of school. They were having to miss work. They were really struggling financially. You know, just it just covered everything. And it became apparent to me that I think it was probably this time last year that change really needed to happen. I was just seeing it more and more often. Not only parents, but we had teachers coming to our meetings as well and actually expressing that they were either around other professionals that didn't quite get neurodiversity, or they felt that they didn't necessarily have the tools themselves to support those children's needs. So yeah, that's basically how it started.
And so then you brought a petition to Tim on Timwell Day, so and it was picked up by Joni Farragher, and it's gone through Timwald and was unanimously supported. Actually, there was not a single politician that voted against it. So, what was your reaction when you heard about that?
Yeah, Joni was amazing. I couldn't have picked a better MHK to take it under her wing. She's obviously got so much passion for it already and done so much work around it that I felt like she was the definite go-to for it. There was a moment in the debate, I don't know if you heard it yourself, but there was a moment in the debate that I got quite nervous. There was a member that spoke out about her own personal positive experience. And whilst I do respect that experience, it just didn't ring for all the families that I've met over the last 2 years. And even myself, I have a positive experience at this point. My two youngest children are still at primary school. And yes, whilst it's a positive experience now, it might not go on to be once they reach high school. And so I felt really like protective of the families that I've met over the last 2 years and really quite nervous for them, thinking, oh my gosh, is this like, is she going to fight against what we're trying to put forward here? But Joni just pulled it back amazingly and just reminded everyone to actually read the petition. And it was never a criticism towards anyone, like, you know, teachers, the Board of Education, all the senior members of schools. It was more about supporting them and giving them the tools that they need that they've actually asked us for. But yeah, it was a very significant, momentous moment for me as well. I was actually on holiday when it was the debate was happening, and Joni was keeping me up to date over email and told me what item number they were on. So I literally ran to the reception so I could get a good reception on my phone. And my son came with me and listened to the whole thing with me. And at the end, when they were counting up the votes, we held hands and he said, "Mum, are you going to cry?" I said, "I probably will." And when it came in unanimous, touches me. We both jumped up for joy, and it was just like, it meant so much to me. I'm not only doing this for him, I'm doing it for all the families that I've met, you know, over the last 2 years.
And it's something that, you know, you're living with this every day, and it's not about, as you say, trying to blame anybody or anything like that, but it's just giving people the confidence to be able to you know, have children like this in their classroom and feel like they are comfortable in supporting them effectively.
Absolutely. And like I say, when you have even professionals, teachers approach you and say, I don't feel equipped to reach this child's needs. Every child deserves the right to an education, and that's what we need to make change and happen here.
Yeah, and the motion itself is calling for the Department of Education to return with a phased timeline for this training by February.
Yes.
Do you think that's enough time for them to be able to pull that together and to come up with a plan of action for implementing these changes?
I think so, yeah. I think they've already made massive strive to improvement anyway. They brought out last November, they brought out training for autism. So that's already there in place, but that is voluntary. So I'm just happy now that it's recognised that it needs to be mandatory, consistent, ongoing training. So they have made such headway already. So they do have something in place that they can probably just roll that out and make sure that that is mandatory, consistent and ongoing for everyone.
And the motion itself as well, it's calling for the training to have a tangible impact on classroom practice and pupil experience. So for you, what will that tangible difference look like?
Children feeling like school is a safe space for them to go to. Children feeling like they are supported, they're heard, and they're recognised, their needs are recognised, and being listened to and actually, you know, understanding that not every child will learn in the same way. It's not possible for every child to sit at a desk for however many hours a day. We're not all going to learn that way. And recognising the differences within each child and making education available to them as well as all the other students that, you know, can sit at a desk and learn that way.
So how confident are you then that now that this has been unanimously supported, that you will start to see those tangible improvements in the hopefully not too distant future?
I'm really confident. I actually feel excited and proud and grateful that I'm just hopeful as well that this is the start of real lasting change. But yeah, I think, like I said, Johnny Fee, the educational psychologist of the Board of Education, I think, and like he went through all the training that they've already come up with, and it's more based around autism, and the Senkos have access to that. But as I said, it was always voluntary. And so because they've already got such a large amount of training there to deliver, I am confident that it's probably not going to take too much time to get it all rolled out. They did express to me that it was going to start with senior staff and Senkos, and then go from there to make sure that every level of teaching training is given to everyone.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.